are called the FEMA NEHDR provisions. It's the National Earthquake Hazard Reduction Program. Since 1983, every 3 years, they have been developing guidelines for the seismic design and regulation of new buildings. So this Zone 4 issue is presently part of the International Building Code 2000, which is the successor to the 1997 Uniform Building Code. And it's also in the International Residential Code, which is the successor to what is the International Building Code, which is no longer going to be promulgated or developed. So these are two modern methods that I really feel, if board members are going to fulfill their statutory obligation to Oregon State, when they specifically vote against a modern method, I think they should state the reason. The bulk of the reasons that I've opposed to Mr. Miller and Mr. Day is detailed in the information packet information that I sent to the board, and also there's a copy today, which is the actual transcript of the committee's actions on building code issues, code change proposals. And you can see from reading the transcript that there is very limited or no interest in actually looking at the merits of any of these proposals. Most of these proposals, 98% of them, would put back into Oregon's building code seismic-related provisions that have been specifically deleted in Oregon from the from the national model codes that we develop. I think we have a chance with this board to turn it around where it will actually be a voice for Oregonians in the statutory thing to adopt modern methods now that we have it, and not be a delaying thing. And I think Mr. Miller's comments, and particularly his lack of addressing this issue. This issue of seismic zonation was actually introduced as a code change in 1995. This line upon which this is based came out in 1997 NEHDR provision, which was published in February of 1998. And Mr. Miller has been the major source of foot dragging on this issue, which is now in National Model Code language. I also included in the information I gave today information on the code change proposals to the 1 and 2 family dwelling code, which I submitted last February, which basically would put back the language that's in model code that has been deleted in Oregon, would put that back into the code language, and all of those were disapproved. And again, if one reads the transcript, even though I submitted and I've included the documentation in the transcript, the Uniform Building Code has a special booklet called Dealing with the Residential Light Frame Construction Provisions of the Model Code. It explains interpretations, and I submitted all that documentation with my code change proposal. And neither Mr. Miller or Mr. Day were even familiar with that publication. Well, another reason that I opposed Mr. Miller was that he previously served on this very board when it was called the Structural Code Advisory Board. And what we've seen in Oregon, particularly in the Building Code Division, is that I think the governor's limited to two terms, but the past chair of the Building Code Structures Board and previous to that, the Structural Code Advisory Board has been on there 12 years, four consecutive terms.